This is Master Griot Radio, Channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good day. Hello. How are you? Again, this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for the time. And welcome to Christmas in July, your 2017 Holiday Marketing Guide. Today's a bonus episode. We have a wonderful series, and our marketing guide is simply to tell small businesses and micro enterprises, organizations, one, we want to let you know that Christmas, I don't care what the calendar says, but Christmas begins in September. So as businesses or as organizations conducting businesses, as artists conducting businesses, we should be preparing this month in July, taking July and August to prepare to launch our campaigns by September. So that is what Christmas in July, your 2017 Holiday Marketing Guide, is all about. This is my fifth season sharing with small businesses and entrepreneurs how to prepare for the holiday season. The main reason why is, the holiday season is the height of consumer spending, and it is a time when most retailers go from being in the red into the black. And I find that many entrepreneurs and micro enterprises and organizations do not take advantage. Many people wait until October and November to launch their holiday campaigns. That is so way too late. You know, even though the heaviest shopping is done between Black Friday and Christmas, and most of it is done the second and third week in December, people plan their shopping. We have access to the Internet. Therefore, they can research and they plan, and people break down their spending. You know, if you're on the say have a lot of money, starting September, we have about 12 paydays before Christmas, especially if people get paid every other week, every 2 weeks. There are not that many paydays until Christmas. So people plan, and they're planning, and they're doing comparison shopping. They're checking for what's trending, what's going to be hot, what's not. Last week on Know Thy Audience, we spoke about one of the hot things coming out in technology and use of it, and we'll be talking a lot about that. Is virtual reality and virtual reality, and Microsoft HoloLens is coming out for the holiday season so far as gaming and use, and it's been used. But augmented reality is something that you really want to engage as a small business. It doesn't replace virtual intelligence. Augmented reality is not, it doesn't replace the customer service and all that you provide, but it enhances the experience. So before I move on, I do want you to realize this one point. I want you to think of this. It's all about the customer and experience. These days, marketing is about the experience. You must create an experience, but by emotionally. Marketing is the applied science of consumer behavior and the process used to get from product or service to a sale. That's what marketing is. It's the applied science of consumer behavior. So if you want continuous sales, you want to create a continuous funnel and you want, rather than just getting a sale or getting a few sales, and then you, like, maybe hot and then wondering, like, what happened because you didn't really create a funnel or that the traction you need for continuous business. and you didn't evaluate, is this a product for the moment, or have I created a business, something for people to buy into, and that is perpetually happening? So what I want to provide you is a system. And the systems, when you have a working system, all you need to do is just plug various things into the system. And the system we are calling, I called you here today, this bonus episode is for you to get your AGASW AGASWAD on. So I developed a step process, the Pentagon of Marketing. The five-step process for you to create a holiday marketing, a winning holiday marketing strategy. And this is just what you need to do during the month of July and August as you prepare your campaigns to make sure that you are in front of the customers while they're doing decision-making, that you are included in their decision-making, your product, your service. And even if you do not make a direct product or service for the holiday season, well, you know, I do B2B, and my services aren't sold during the holiday season. My question is, are the decision-makers within your B2B, are those decision-makers purchasing during the holiday season? Are some of the businesses you deal with in your B2B, are their products and services relevant to the holiday season? If so, you can leverage relationships to drive traffic and audience that you need who may be engaging into the holiday season shopping, but you may be able to draw them, draw that traffic towards you so that you can increase, again, your funnel and your leads and increase your potential customers and customers by leveraging the holiday season and the audience and relationships to create greater traffic and leads for yourself. So it's not about, one, it is not about whether you believe in Christmas or not or practice it. It's like to say that because we also have artists and people of various faiths. It's not about whether you practice Christmas or not. This is really about the the retail holiday season and the fact that this is a time of year whether people practice Christmas or celebrate it or not, time of year is where most people are spending the most money. And you want to capitalize on that. And this is, even if you do not, again, make a product or have a service that people engage for the holiday season, you can still leverage that holiday season to bring more traffic and leads to your business. And so we are talking about the Pentagon of Marketing. So when we come back in just 1 minute, we'll take a little break, and because we're all about supporting, this is Anthony Polymath, and we'll be right back in a minute, and we're going to talk about the five cornerstones to building a winning holiday marketing strategy. So, Hello. I am back. And this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams again. I am your host for this moment in time, and we are talking about Christmas in July of 2017, marketing guide. We're talking about the Pentagon of Marketing, of the five cornerstones to building a winning holiday marketing strategy. Your AGASW. So get your AGAS flag on and let's talk marketing. So A, our first A is for audience. Remember I told you it's all about your audience, the experience, your customer and the experience that they have. You must know your audience. Now last week we talked about know thy audience, so all you need to do is just go to Master Griot Radio. radio.com/Christmas_July No, Christmas_July So just go there or just Google Master Griot Radio, know thy audience, and you can fully listen to ways and techniques and all to engage and identify who your audience is. But we started there because people, we're doing business, but we really don't know who our audience is. And we have a general idea, but many people, many times there are many of us who start doing business instead of starting first discovering the audience, what their pain points, what they want, and discovering, we start with the business and then find the audience instead of identifying the audience before we start the business. Because audience, a person will tell you how to sell them. They will tell you how to sell them. So if you seek your audience first, what they need, their needs are pain points, engage them in a conversation, they will tell you what interests them. And that will be so pivotal to your product development and let you know where it's best to focus your time, energy, money. And so you definitely want to do that for the holiday season. It's a short period, so you don't want to waste it with the wrong audience. You want to be able to target those who would be most likely to buy. So we start with the audience. Know thy audience. Then we move on to goals. What are your goals? Have goals for this holiday season. And that you're just doing business and everybody, we want the most that we can get, but have specific goals. How much revenue do you want to generate? How much profit? Because revenue and profit are the same thing because there are costs to doing business. So how much revenue do you want to generate and then how much profit do you want from that? How much profit do you want to generate? And when you begin with your goals, then you can back into your plan. Start with the end. So if your goal is to generate for the holiday season between the month of November and December, say you want to generate $10,000 in profit. Okay, what does, how much revenue do you need to secure to have $10,000 of it in profit? You know, what are your profit margins? So, I mean, do you need, in order to walk away with $10,000 in profit, do you need to generate $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in revenue? Or do you just need to generate $30,000, $40,000? What do you need to generate in revenue? And make sure you're including all of your costs, you know, from your, you know, your facility costs, the cost of doing business, shipping, you know, materials. Make sure you're including all your costs, staff, your staffing, and, you know, your services that you're using. So make sure that you're including all your costs. And over that cost, you want to generate $10,000. So in order, we start with, we want $10,000 in profit. How much revenue do you need to secure? Okay, for me to walk over $10,000 in profit, we're just going to use easy. Now, I need to do $50,000 in revenue. Okay, well, then to do $50,000 in revenue, how many widgets do I need to sell? Well, what's my cost per widget? What do I sell the widgets for? Well, and then, you know, part of that, now, because there'll be some back and forth. Now, you may decide what are my core widgets that I want to focus on. Because we know you sell 10 widgets all the time. But for the holiday season and campaigning, just try to focus on one or two. Don't, you know, because once you get the people in the door and get them buying, now you have other things there. They have the other things they can come shopping. But rather than throwing so much at a person, using them and have them come to your website that's not focused, they have to figure out where to go, what to do. Focus in on one or two things. Use focused landing pages that they come into those one or two specific things you want them to look at, where you get the opportunity to make a decision, buy or not buy. And if they don't, you have ways to capture their data. You're applying pixels and various retargeting strategies, cart abandonment strategies, so that you can go back and compel them to buy. So these are the things you want to look at. So just say if we're going to focus on one widget that we retail for, say you need at least $20. So it may normally retail for $40, but you'll put it on sale for the holiday for $20. So for $50,000, we just, you know, those calculations on our calculator. Calculator right now, I'm going over. But I want to make sure that I'm correct. So we have $50,000 that we're looking to make, and we're going to divide it by 20, because that's what we're retailing. So that means we need to sell 2,500 units over the season in order to generate $50,000 in revenue to get to $10,000. And that may seem like, oh, wow, that's just so little. But think about it, $10,000 in profit. You've also included revenue costs, all your costs. So you don't have to take your profit to pay any bills, profit to pay any salaries. You know, that's pure profit. All bills and salaries and all of those things are taken care of within the revenue. So when you look at profit, at it in that manner, and that's why goals are so great, because goals will make you get very specific as to what you need to achieve. And when you're very specific as what you need to achieve, now your campaigns and your actions and your marketing becomes very focused, because you know exactly what it is you need to do. You're not in the general and about kind of bringing them over here a little or bringing them over. You're very specific, because first we've already started who our audience is. We've got very specific as to who our audience is. And that's where I say sometimes you may go back and forth. You may, like I said, have 10 items, but in deciding your audience and getting very specific as to who your audience is, you may, okay, this is my audience. I have audience here. This is my broad audience. These are some more niche audience. And this audience is my least path of resistance. I may focus on this audience and focus on the products that serve them best. These are the ones that the audience wants, or these are the one or two products I'm going to focus on. These are what I feel will be most successful. So you'll go back and forth through these steps in order, like you can't, may not just focus on your audience, but in focusing in on your audience and really getting down, defining your audience, you may go back and look at some other things and come back to the audience and back and forth, just like when you're building your business plan. And so I stated, first we start with audience, then we have goals that we are quantifying, being specific and quantifying our goals as to what we want to happen and get out of the holiday season for our business. Now we go to the other A, got AG. Now our next A is analytics. Well, what do you mean about analytics? analytics are vital, very important. And one great thing about the internet and social media is that you can get analytics free and very low cost. So if you're doing any advertising, even when you're not advertising, your Facebook page, your Instagram page, your Twitter page, they are all delivering to you analytics. So start looking at them if you're not. Measure them. They are your Bible. Daily look at them. What posts work? Which ones didn't? If you're using Hootsuite, Buffer, they're all giving you analytics. This is data. It's letting you know, again, who your audience is. What do they want? What are they most responsive to? What don't they want? What are they not responding to? Do you need to change your language? Is it rewording? Is it your verbiage? Look at these analytics because they're going to help you. Also, and then look at what did you do last year for the holiday season. How much did you make? You know, what did you do last year? What was your focus? What worked? What didn't work? Go back and look at those analytics. Another thing, when you advertise on Facebook, especially, Instagram is not as detailed, but Facebook is going to get you very detailed analytics and will go deep. So when you look at your Facebook ad, go to that campaign, and you want to look at the breakdown. And in that breakdown, it's going to tell you who clicked on it, who responded, how they responded. They're going to do it female, male, age. You can look in, you know, male, female. You can look by age. You can look by activity. You can look by location. It even goes all the way to your soft demographics, educational levels, average household income, whatever data that can be, you know, garnered. I actually develop marketing personas from the data from Facebook ads. So you need to start looking at your analytics. If you're doing advertising on Pinterest or LinkedIn, they are providing you with such vital information. YouTube gives you great analytics. Look up your YouTube analytics. It will tell you not just who's watching your video, but how long they watched. So if people are coming in and only, even if you have large numbers, but if they're only watching, you know, 10 seconds or less, one, you need to know about your audience. You need to get your message up front in the first 10 seconds. And you need to see why they're abandoning it. So you may have this great message, thinking about all of these people getting the message, but when you look at your analytics, they're not getting the message because they're not staying for the message. So you may need to say, hey, I need to get my message in within the first 10 seconds. Test that. See how that works. Same numbers. And then see how people are responding. And then how are you directing them. So that brings us to the next. We have our AGA, and then we go into strategy. Once we looked at our analytics, know who our audience is, what our goals are, this gives us the information and the tools we need to develop strategies. Well, our strategies, we're going to be targeting specific audiences. We're going to use our analytics to know what that audience behavior is. Remember I told you marketing is the applied science of consumer behavior. So we're going to be seeing what are their behavior, where do they hang out, what do they like. You know, these things tell us what we need. So our strategy needs to target that. Say if you find out that a lot of your audience are avid readers and they love reading, then you may want to make sure that you're advertising in places where books are advertised. If you have a retail place and all, maybe you want to do partnerships with bookstores. Say, hey, let's do a partners and do some cross-promoting. May I put some flyers at your point of sales? And that's generally the counter where the people buy. That's a great place to advertise. It's a place you should definitely be advertising your point of sales. And when you do it online, your point of sales, you know how when you're shopping, even when you may not have bought yet, but browse, like people that have purchased this or as you purchase, people who purchased this also like that, people who have also looked at that, that's point of sales advertising. And so that happens online as well as offline. At your point of sales, you want to have specific advertising calls to action. You want to be making use of that space. And so, again, it's an opportunity for you to cross-promote, you know, Barnes & Noble. If you have a blog, do advertising. If your people like to read, make sure you advertise books. Do you know some authors? If you use Amazon, if you're using Google AdWords, just Google AdSense, whatever you're using, or other publishers in our focus, affiliate marketing, focus on books because you know your people are avid reader. Have things over there. And if you know they really like the holiday season or into the holiday season and DIY, have information and complimentary things like that. So when people come by, oh, wow, they have more reasons to stay on your page, more reason to engage. And they just start to feel like, you know what, they know me. I love being over there. I always see stuff that I'm really feeling. And that's what you want to make your audience feel like. So your strategies, then, this is how we build campaigns. You know, what is my strategy? How am I advertising? What advertising am I going to do? You know you have to advertise. I know all these people say, you don't have to advertise. You don't have to advertise for free. It's free. You don't need to spend no money on advertising. Yes, you do. You're going to need to spend some money on advertising, even quote-unquote free advertising that people say. They say free advertising, but they buy, you know, flyers, or people tell people. You have to get to the person. There's a cost to doing everything. You do want to find out, again, what's best for you, where your audience is, based on who they are. That's going to tell you the best mode of advertising. If your audience is on Instagram, why are you spending money on Facebook? If your audience are YouTubers, spending money anywhere else. You know, you have an audience there on YouTube. Do video. You know, are your audience responsive to video? If people are loving your videos, make videos, do videos. So put them out through all social media, but also advertise on YouTube and videos. Just like you see the advertising, you could be that advertiser and focus and target your advertising to the audience that you already know you have, and you will see responses. So our strategies are going to start everything from advertising, and after, where do they go? The landing page. What is that going to look like? What is that going to say? How am I going to capture data? I have an e-commerce site. Are you capturing data on your e-commerce site? Before, many times people didn't, but now you'll notice when you get to a website, they say, oh, sign this and get a 10% discount. Sign up. That's capturing data. What is the point of all these people coming? You have analytics. You know what page they went to, how long they stayed. But you don't know who they are, so you can't reach back out to them. So you want to capture data. That's all. That's going to be part of your strategy. Are you doing texting, emailing, both? What does it look like? What are your campaigns? What is the design? What are the colors that are responsive? What are the colors that's going to evoke the emotion and feelings that you need? What's the wording? All of this is your strategy. Are you going to have any street teams? Are you going to be doing event marketing? Are you going to make sure you have a presence at events? Can you work with artists? You know, I have great artists that have regional following. So if you would love to use the artist as part of your strategy, every week they do these events. They have events. They do them every week, and they're there. So they have a loyal audience that is captured audience, a defined number, and a loyal audience that's there every week that they have has their whole attention. Use that audience. So those are the things you want to look at doing in your strategy. So, again, you know, that's your strategy session. You're strategizing how you're going to get to your audience, how you're going to let them see what you have, how you're going to capture them, how you're going to keep in contact, you know, everything you need to do to make the sale. That's the strategy session. And then we go to the website. Once you have, you know, your audience, your goals, you got your analytics, and you have your strategies down, your website has to support that. Your website has to support that. The website is only a marketing tool. I don't care whatever else anyone said. Your website is a marketing tool. And if you do not design it as a marketing tool, it is just going to not serve you well at all. So as a marketing tool, you have SEO, you have links. You need to check your links, backlinks, where are your links going to, who's linking back to you. Landing pages that are going to your website. And you know, first you have your landing page. Then if they don't, then you can send them to the website. But you want to be very specific. Where are you housing these landing pages? Where are you housing your website? You know, how is one connecting? If they leave one, can they still get back? How are you communicating your website? What is the design, the navigation of it? What do you want your people to think, feel, and do when they get to your website? People buy emotionally. So when they get there, what do you want to pop into their mind? And how do you want them to feel? And then what do you want, action do you want them to take? That's what you need to ask. Ask yourself. You need to make sure that you ask yourself that. And so those are the key things. So with that, again, with website is coming your SEO keywords. And as again, a back and forth. You, when you come up with core keywords and all, you may want to go back. Make sure when you come up with your keywords, if you didn't come up with them in your strategy, if you didn't develop them within your strategy, make sure you go back and incorporate those keywords into all of your content, your online and your print content. Your message should be consistent and the same, no matter whether somebody picks up a piece of printed material or reads something online. You have consistent messaging and those keywords. You always want to use them because those are triggers. People say if they don't remember the name of your business, but they remember what you do, how you do, they'll start remembering those keywords. And that is how people search and find. So, again, it's back and forth. So those are your five cornerstones. I just wanted to do this bonus episode to make sure that we're focused, in line, and to give you the upcoming schedule. Next week we're doing to build a campaign. So we're going to talk about how you build that campaign. You know, I went over it real quick a little bit today. But we're going to just be focusing in on building a campaign, which is part of your strategy. So then that's next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And then that Thursday, we're going to be doing event marketing. So we're going to have a special episode on event marketing. Events are core to the holiday season. So come find out how technology can really allow you to use your same budget but have a banging experience, one, again, where you're capturing, you're creating experiences, and you are capturing data. You're leveraging technology to capture data, to give you analytics, and to just have that great experience for your clients, that they remember you. So even though this is the holiday season and we're capitalizing, we don't want to make sales and leave it there. We just want this to be our lead-in and kickoff for the upcoming year. So that needs to be a lifetime customer. So you need to be create those great memorable experiences that keeps that customer around. And so that's event marketing. And then the next Wednesday, so we're at the 12th, the 19th we're to build a campaign, the 20th event marketing. Then on the 25th, July 25th, the Christmas in July day, we will be doing our art and entertainment edition, and that will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There we're going to have a nice little star-studded panel, and you're just going to talk about specific strategies you can employ as an artist, whether you're a visual artist, dance artist, recording artist, spoken word, music, just various different strategies you can employ, again, to capitalize off of this season as an artist. So that's specifically for the art and entertainment industry. And, again, it's about strategies. And then we close out with our, on the 26th, with our website, SEO and more. Whatever's left over, but we're going to talk about how do you get your website together, what things you specifically want to give you a checklist of what you need to do for your website. Now, if you don't have a website, you can always visit me online at TaylorAdamsMarketing.com and secure your domain name. Whatever your brand is, you should have a matching domain. Please don't wait. You are not the only one in the world with the name that's in your head. And if it's your name, you're not the only person. People make a business of just coming up with good names and securing them. Then you find out in order to get the domain, which is your actual own name, you have to pay this high premium fee because somebody thought it was good, and you have to buy it back from someone that's not even using it. They're just holding it, waiting for somebody to come and want to buy it. So today, please secure your domain. And I look forward to hearing from everyone again next week. If you want to text me, my number is 484-964-5400. Send me more about your or how you use our assets, audience and activation at Taylor Adams Marketing. I want to know how to use that to exponentially increase your return from the holiday season or any time of the year. Again, give me a call. You can text me at 484-964-5400 or call toll-free at 1-877-552-7000. Get your free workbook. I'm sorry. I should have said it at the top. Get your free workbook. That is smarturl.it. /get with uppercase G, uppercase Y, your, W, no, up, get your free, uppercase F, workbook, uppercase W. So it's smarturl.it /get your free workbook. And make sure it's regular, all lowercase except for the first letter of each word. Get your free workbook. So just, you know, enter that in, and we have a workbook for you to take notes with this so that it makes it much easier to go back and actually build your campaign. And you can also, again, visit us online at www.TaylorAdamsMarketing.com or shop TaylorAdamsMarketing.com. Just go there and get whatever you need to do business online. Stay phenomenal. Thank you, my phenomenal ones.